Statewide officials and the Oklahoma Hospital Association partnered to develop a new hospital surge plan. There have been a few iterations so far. The latest developed a more collaborative framework for providers. It also has created tiers to assess the severity of coronavirus hospitalizations in regions across the state. The four tiers are based on the percentage of the region's staffed beds being filled by COVID-19 patients, with the first indicating the lowest percentage range. Oklahoma City is its own region and became the first to enter the third tier, officials confirmed on Thursday. For 3 days, coronavirus patients filled at least 20% of the region's beds included in the count. These exclude the capacity for, say, beds in a maternity ward or other specialized beds that have nothing to do with coronavirus. The tier's action plan includes an option to curtail non-emergency surgeries by 50% across the state. Oklahoma Hospital Association President Patty Davis said that in addition to that plan, hospitals have already been implementing their own individual surge plans.
It doesn't look the same way in every region, and it doesn't look the same way in Oklahoma City. One hospital may be changing surgery schedules. They may be ratcheting them down. They may be redeploying staff. It's a whole host of things that they have to use to create more capacity.
In response to the growing numbers, Oklahoma Commissioner of Health Lance Fry released a statement reiterating the administration's personal responsibility approach and urging Oklahomans to wear masks, social distance, and wash their hands. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.